Hello, sweetie. This is Mistress Lysia. Have you missed me? I know it's been a little while. Well, I know that you're a very, very devoted, submissive slave who would do anything for me by now. I've gotten you so addicted, you're just wrapped around my little finger. And that's why tonight at this party, you're going to be my little bukkake slut. That's right, sweetie. Don't be scared, it's okay. This is just one way in which you will be showing your devotion to me. I know you're not gay. It's okay. I just need to have some entertainment at my party tonight, and because you love me so much, you're willing to do this for me to make the party much more entertaining than it would have been otherwise. Very good boy. Now I'm going to have to entrance you for this. I need to hypnotize you because I want you to be very open and willing to have this entire experience. It'll just make it more easy for you to enjoy this experience of showing your complete and total devotion to me. So right now, just get yourself in a comfy position. You could lie down on your back or you could sit in a chair. And I just want you to listen to my voice and follow my instructions. It's okay, sweetie, I promise. I just need you to take a deep breath in through your nose. And then let that all out through your mouth. Very good. See, it's feeling so good already to just listen to my voice. To know that you are in good hands. And that Mistress Lysia is your one and only guide. Right now, sweetie, as you listen to my voice and your mind becomes more and more empty, you can feel both of your hands coming together. Feel both of your hands coming together and then pushing outwards. Outwards in front of you, your hands touching each other, your palms facing one another. All the way out in front of you, your arms are very stiff and rigid and your elbows are locked. You might feel your arms becoming more and more stiff and rigid, and you might feel your elbows becoming more and more locked. So that even if you wanted to relax your arms and your hands, you would be unable to. You could try to resist the stiffening of your arms, the locking of your elbows. You can try to resist the stiff and rigid sensation that's happening to your arms and hands right now. But the more you try, the harder it is to resist the complete and total stiffening and locking. Very good. Right now, your arms and your hands are perpendicular to your body out in front of you. Your hands completely clapped together. Your elbows completely locked. And right now, you feel your fingers intertwining with one another. As if you're making one big fist. Feel your fingers intertwine with one another. It feels very good to just obey my voice, and you might find yourself becoming more and more focused on my words. It's okay if you hear any noises in the background. It's okay if any other thoughts, aside from my voice, enter your mind, because these things only serve to bring you deeper into a trance. They come and they go, and they only serve to bring you deeper and deeper into a trance. Very good. Now your fingers are interlocked with one another, so you have one big fist out in front of you. Your elbows are still locked, very rigid, very stiff. And it feels so good to obey me, to know that you are pleasing me. It feels so good to listen to my voice and blindly obey. Very nice, sweetie. And now, sweetie, your fingers are so tightly clamped together and intertwined that even if you wanted to unlock your fingers, and make your hands completely separate from one another once again, you would be unable to do so. Your hands are so tightly clamped together that you would be unable to release your fingers from their interlocking state unless you had my permission to do so. Try right now, sweetie. The more you try, the more difficult it becomes for you to release your fingers from one another. Try to unlock your fingers right now. Very tight, very stiff, and very rigid. Good. I'm so proud of you, my obedient little slave. Now what I'm going to do, sweetie, is I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. And with each number I say, your arms will become a little more heavy and a little more loose and a little more relaxed, back to the state they were in before I interlocked your fingers and locked your elbows. Every number I say will bring you deeper into a trance, and by the time I reach 0, you will be more deep asleep than ever before in your entire life. Your arms will be limp and heavy at your sides, and you will be more suggestible than you've ever been before in your life. Starting now, 5. Starting to relax just a little, becoming a little more heavy in the arms and elbows and hands. 4. You are very deeply entranced, and you love to listen to my voice. 3. The elbows are unlocking. The fingers are becoming more and more loose from one another. You feel very good and hypnotized. You love listening to my voice and obeying my every command. 2. Almost all the way down, feeling very good. Take a deep breath into your body and out through your mouth. 1. Almost all the way down, feeling very good and very hypnotized. 0. Deep asleep. Deep asleep. Deep asleep. Very good. Whenever I mention deep sleep, you will immediately fall soundly and deeply into a hypnotic trance where you are highly suggestible. Just hearing the words deep sleep coming from my lips, in my voice, makes you instantly fall into a deep, sound, relaxing trance where you are hyper-suggestible. Very good. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. And as you listen to my voice, you only fall deeper and deeper with every word I say. My voice simply has this effect on you. Whenever I say sweetie, you fall 10 times deeper than you already are. And whenever I say velvet scarf, you become 10 times more horny than you already are. Deep velvet scarf, asleep, sweetie. Yes. And only falling deeper, you find that your mouth is very dry. Your mouth and throat are very dry right now, and you have the need to swallow. I want you to remain deeply in trance while you swallow. Your body so desperately needs it. You might find that a change in your breathing patterns has occurred. But mostly you're just focused on my voice. Focused on my words, my commands, my information. And you are simply a puppet through which I act. Very, very good, sweetie. Right now, you feel very good, very confident, and very deeply in love with me. There's no question that my voice has complete and total power over you, and you want to blindly obey any command I give you. As you listen to my voice and breathe at a very regular rate, your penis is becoming more and more horny and stiff and rigid. Just being in my presence makes your penis so stiff and rigid and horny. That's right. You are so confident, so relaxed, and so deeply in love with me that right now you want to blindly follow me into the other room where my party is taking place. You're very eager to join me at this party. But first I need you to be completely naked. That's my good boy. Be sure that you are completely naked. Touch your body to check that you're already naked, or remove any clothing that might be on your body. You must be completely nude to enter the party with me. And as you obey my commands, you only fall deeper in love with me and deeper into a trance. Deep asleep, totally naked, under my control. You love being guided by me. And now that you are completely and totally naked, my sweet slave, I want you on your hands and knees. Very good. I like you on your hands and knees when we enter a party together, especially if you're going to be one of the stars. All right, sweetie, here we go. I'm opening the door. And here we are in the other room now. You're crawling right behind me. Almost beside me, but just a little behind. Completely naked, you silly boy. And you look around, seeing men and women everywhere. And you notice that you're the only one who's naked right now. How embarrassing. But it's okay, sweetie. Because you just must blindly obey Mistress Lycia. Everyone must know that you're doing this for Mistress Lycia, the ultimate goddess. Everyone knows you're not really gay. You just worship a beautiful divine goddess and you want to please her. This is a test of true devotion for you. And right now, sweetie, we're going into the center of the room. And you're so excited and so devoted to me that you don't even realize all the chattering and the giggling and the staring that's going on as everyone watches the naked slave crawl on all fours into the center of the room with his goddess. And now you are in the center of the room with me, sweetie. I put two fingers on your forehead and say, deep sleep, deep asleep. You must blindly obey Mistress Lycia. It doesn't matter what she asks of you. You will do anything for your goddess. Anything to entertain or please her. And that's why you will now get on your knees in the center of the room, my naked slave. Very good. On your knees in the center of the room. And now I whisper into your ear that when I count to the number three, sweetie, you will say out loud, I am your bukkake slut. Okay?
This guy's really
you will say that out loud so that everyone can hear on the count of three. All they see right now is me whispering into your ear.
What is she saying to him?
One, two, three. Say it.
Oh my goodness.
Well, well, well. Did you hear that, everyone? It looks like we have a little bukkake slut on our hands.
That's hilarious.
Are you boys ready? Watch all the men come gathering around.
Wow.
Well, not all of them, sweetie, but a good handful of men gathering around. Probably about 10 of them. And all you can do, sweetie, is remain on your knees, just like I've instructed you, completely naked with your wee-wee showing.
She's gonna make
very good. And now, the men start unbuttoning their pants, pulling them down, pulling down their boxers and underwears. All of their penises are so hard. And your penis is hard too, sweetie. Velvet scarf.
Look at that slut.
Everyone can see your horny, hard penis. You must be horny about getting cummed on.
Look at his penis. It's all
oh,
hard.
No, you say, mistress. I'm just glad to be devoting myself to you. I'm just glad to be pleasing you, mistress. That's all I care about. Okay, sweetie. I want you to open your mouth nice and wide. Right now, sweetie. As you watch all the men take their dicks out of their pants and their underwear.
He's addicted to
your mouth is opening wider and wider.
Can't do anything
wider and wider all the time. You can try to resist the opening of your mouth, but the more you try to resist and the more you try to close your mouth, the harder it becomes. Try to resist. Your mouth is open, sweetie. Try to resist the opening of your mouth. It just becomes more and more difficult to resist all the time. I can see you're ready. Tilt your head back for me now, sweetie. Very good. Mouth wide open, head tilted back, and deep asleep. So horny and aroused, your horny throbbing penis just aching in between your legs. And guys start masturbating right above your face. 3, 4, 5 at a time. Cocks all over your face. Jerking by your left eye, jerking by your right eye, jerking over your mouth. Tons of cocks jerking and jerking all around your face. You're the star, sweetie. And all the women are in the background giggling and pointing. Some of them are even rubbing their pussies. Look at the slutty, naked little slave. He's so devoted to his goddess that he's willing to be the bukkake slut at the party. I appreciate it very much, sweetie. Very good. And here comes the first guy. Ooh, it looks like he's starting to come. He's coming right on your face, sweetie. Some of that's going to land in your mouth, and that's why you have your mouth open. Get ready to take it all. Right now. Oh, yeah. This guy's coming a lot of cum all over your cheeks and your nose. Landing gobs of it in your mouth. Feels so good. Just hold that in your mouth, sweetie. Yes, it didn't fill up your whole mouth. It's okay. You can hold that little bit of cum that came in your mouth. Okay, so it's not a little. It's a lot. But I'm sure you can hold it in your mouth for me, sweetie. I know you love cum all over your face. Throb. Oh, and I guess that orgasm was contagious because here comes another guy. Ooh, he wants to cover the rest of your face, getting it on your forehead and your eyelids. Close your eyes, sweetie. Oh, and here he comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, it comes splashing all over your forehead and your temples and your eyelids. And you're so aroused right now. So deeply hypnotized, so devoted to Mistress Lycia that you would take her all over your face and inside your mouth for me. Very good, boy. I'm so proud of you. Now one after another, jerking off right in front of your face, grunting, releasing, using your naked face as a little cum palate, and your mouth is a little jizz trap. It feels so good to be the center of attention. It feels so good to be devoting yourself so much to Mistress Lycia that you're willing to be on your knees, naked, at a party, and get cummed on all over your slutty little face, sweetie. So much cum on your face. Ooh. That's my good boy. And the more cum that hits your face and your mouth, the more deeply hypnotized and more horny you become. You know that you're stuck here, sweetie. You know that you're trapped here at the center of the bukkake circle. You love having that cum dripping down your chin, dripping down your temples, into your ears. Don't let it go too deep into your ears, sweetie. You love it so much. Show your devotion to me, sweetie. All the girls are watching. And you're so horny right now. Your penis is so horny and aroused. You just don't know what to do. You wish you could touch it, don't you, sweetie? Oh, goodness, sweetie. You certainly have so much cum in your mouth right now and all over your face. Do you like all that goo all over your face and in your mouth, sweetie? If it pleases me, you do, don't you? Very good. Almost all done. Just one more guy needs to release all over your slutty little face, my naked boy. And your penis is so horny and so rigid. So very, very horny. I know it wants to come, especially after being so deeply hypnotized, serving me so well and being watched by all my girlfriends while you take men's cum all over your face and in your mouth. Aw, you look so slutty right now. I bet you feel dirty, sweetie. Does it excite your penis? Oh, here he comes. Here he comes, the last guy's jerking off all over your face and in your mouth. All that cum hitting your face and your tongue. Oh, it's so good. You feel like such a slut. Your penis is throbbing, velvet scarf, sweetie. This is just what serving me does to you. No matter what I ask of you, you always want to do anything that I ask. Because you want to show how completely devoted you are. Now you're my little party slut. Yes, sweetie, very good. And now all the men are backing off. They're all relieved now. Pulling up their boxers. Zipping up their pants. Leaving you with your mouth open and your head tilted back on your knees in the center of the party. And now the men just go on with their chatting and smoking their cigarettes. All they cared about was release. That's all they needed to do. They don't want to have anything more to do with you. But the girls are entertained. Well, you're a very entertaining little bukkake slut, sweetie.
What you gonna have him do?
So now you have all the women looking at you. And you're so covered in cum. Well, sweetie, the first thing you're gonna have to do is look at all the women in the crowd. Yes, it's okay, sweetie. You're deeply entranced. Deep
it's
sleep.
Okay.
Just look at them. And then swallow all that cum in your mouth so they see that you're doing it. Let's see a nice big gulp. Good boy. You're such a good slave. I pat you on the head, but even your head's a little gooey right now. Well, we can see how horny you are. Your silly wee-wee is sticking up so straight and rigid like an arrow. You desperately want to come, but what are you going to do? The girls don't want to sleep with some naked cum-covered slave, and the guys just wanted to release on your face. They're through with you, sweetie. So it looks like you're going to have to masturbate. Oh, poor boy. You're
going
to have to masturbate in front of all of us. I want you. And now I want you, sweetie. To get on your butt and spread your legs open nice and wide, I want you to lean back on one of your hands so that you're sitting on your butt, your legs open nice and wide, one of your hands out behind you flat on the floor to balance you, and the other hand stroking your penis. Very good, sweetie. Velvet scars. Stroke your penis. And remember that you have to keep your eyes open, deep sleep. You have to keep your eyes open and look at the crowd. Look at the girls who are watching and giggling. Look at the boys who are smoking their cigarettes and looking at you, smirking. Now you're just playing with your wee-wee with your legs spread open, sweetie. Very good. Everyone's watching you and your face is so covered in cum. And you just swallowed that big, giant load of so many men's cum.
He's still hypnotized.
Aw, are you embarrassed to be the cum-covered bukkake slut, sweetie? Is it embarrassing to you that everyone's watching?
Oh,
it doesn't matter. You worship Mistress Lycia. You're devoted to Mistress Lycia. You will do anything to please Mistress Lycia. And you want to come so badly. You want to come out of your horny penis so badly, sweetie. Are you ready to come in front of everyone? Are you ready to ejaculate, little bukkake slut? Well, all your cum is going to have to land on your body, sweetie. In fact, it would be preferable if you came directly onto your face so that it could land with everyone else's cum. But because you're in the current position and we all need to see you very clearly, you're going to need to stay in this position and just aim as close as you can to your face. Okay, everyone's watching you, sweetie. Are you ready? Velvet scar, are you ready to come? Throb, you have to wait for my permission, sweetie. Are you ready, horny little slut slave that everyone just watched? Are you ready, little party slut? Okay, on the count of three, you'll come for me and the rest of the room. One, hornier and hornier, my cum-covered slut. Two, you're a little bit cocky whore, aren't you? And three, come right now, slutty boy. Come right now. As close to your face as it can aim. Ooh, everyone look. What a horny bukkake slut. He must really love Mistress Lysia. He's not even gay, but look at what he did for her. Oh, such a good slave. They all wish that you were their slaves, all the women. But you're my slave, and you've proved it to me right here today. Very good, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. Well, now that you've had an orgasm, and now that all the men have cummed all over your face and you ate their cum, I'm just going to let you sit and hang out in the center of the room with the cum over your face for the rest of the party, okay? That's right, sweetie. We're just going to go about our business and have hors d'oeuvres and drinks. Listen to music and dance and talk, smoke cigarettes, whatever we want to do. And your only duty is to remain at the center of the room. I want you back on your knees right now. You're going to have to stay on your knees for the remainder of the night. If it gets too uncomfortable on your knees, sweetie, then you can shift to a position that you were just in, which is sitting on your ass with your legs spread open. But you will always, for the rest of the night, either be on your knees or sitting on your butt with your legs spread open, always maintaining very, very good posture. Meanwhile, the cum will be drying on your face, sweetie, and we'll be enjoying the rest of the night. By the end of the night, you will be so incredibly horny from watching all of us beautiful people while you sit in the middle of the room with cum covering your entire face and body, that you'll want to come again. But will I let you?
I'll go with you.
Will the party need any more of your entertainment tonight, sweetie? We'll see whether you're denied or allowed to exhibit your performance once more. Good boy. Now you just stay right there. And on with the party, everyone. Let's leave that silly bukkake slut to sit in the middle of the room with cum covering all over him for the rest of the night.
Hey, what's up?
And you will remain deeply entranced, sweetie, for the whole night. Deep sleep.
What a slut.
The more the night continues to go on, the more deeply entranced you are. And you will only awaken after the party has ceased and the night is over. After everyone has gone home, only then will you be free to awaken from your hypnotic trance. I'm sure you understand. Bye-bye, sweetie. I'll blow you a kiss.
Just come over here.
Wouldn't actually want to kiss your face right now.
Hey, everybody. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, my God. That was so much
fun. Oh, yeah. He's a good boy.
He
is. Look at him right now.
Oh, God. That's like a posture.
All right.
Party it up.